News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A big meltdown in the stock market, but first, breaking political news. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is announcing she's garnered enough delegates to claim the Democratic presidential nomination. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison.
I am so proud to confirm that Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday.
And Harris's campaign coffers are growing, reports our Shelley Adler.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has announced that it's raised $310 million last month, an amazing sum of money. The haul far outpaced Republican former President Donald Trump, whose campaign and assorted committees said they took in $137.7 million for July.
The GOP continues hammering illegal immigration. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Arizona yesterday.
It's hard to believe until you see it with your own eyes just how bad the policies of the Kamala Harris administration have been.
Lawyers for the alleged killer of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley are seeking a change of venue in his murder trial. Jose Ibarra, who's in the country illegally from Venezuela, pleaded not guilty to the crime. On Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 800 points after a weaker-than-expected jobs report. It follows a manufacturing report this week, also showing weakness, leading investors to wonder if the Fed waited too long to cut interest rates. Fire crews are hoping rainy weather in Northern California will help tamp down the park fire and won't spark new flames with lightning. This is AP News. A new poll finds a lack of confidence in the Secret Service after last month's assassination attempt in Pennsylvania.
Only 30% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The poll was conducted after the July 13th attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump and after the resignation of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. About 70% of respondents think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the attempt on Trump's life. I'm Donna Warder.
LGBTQ plus athletes and observers are warning of a deluge of hateful comments misidentifying a female boxer in the Paris Olympics. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.